Good morning, Good Chodesh. Welcome to all those joining us for the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Sheni, Hilchos Pikkudon, Halacha Hei, Paragraph Chaf. We're continuing. Rav Nosnesal's giving us a major explanation about the topic of travel, when a Jew travels, what's being accomplished by that, and focusing on the portion in the Torah which speaks about the travels of the Jewish people in the desert. Vezehu, paragraph Chof, Vezehu, Vayichtoiv Moshe es Moitzoehem, Lemaseehem, Al Pi Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down, he wrote into the Torah the travels of the Jewish people guided by Hashem. Shemoshe Rabbeinu, the Goydel Oitzem Koichoi, Hichnis b'Yisrael tshuva al amunas chachamim kol kach ad shekosav b'soich sefer Torah kedoshah es kol hanasiyah shel Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, with his greatness, was able to incite the Jewish people to do tshuva regarding amunas chachamim to such a degree whereby it was written into the Torah. All of their travels actually became Sefer Torah. Nimtza, she'osa mehanasiyas shel Yisrael, Sefer Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu turned the travels of the Jewish people into a Sefer Torah. Vehishlim Sefer Torah b'yoser, and thereby he completed, he brought the Torah to a new level of shlemus, completion. Sheze Iker HaTikun Shel Kol HaNasiyas Kanal. This is one of the most important accomplishments that we're looking to accomplish through Jewish travel. V'chol Zeh Al Yidei Tikun HaMishkan She'asol. And all of this was able to be accomplished through the Mishkan, which Moshe Rabbeinu built. Shesham Omad Ha'oroin B'beis Kodesh Kodoshim Im Luchos Aven. In the Mishkan, you had the Oroin that had in it the tablets, the Luchos Aven, in the Holy of Holies. V'zeh Ha'oron Kodesh Nosa Lefnehem Im HaKoyhanim V'Alevim Shesviva. And this holy ark traveled in front of the Jewish people, surrounded by the Kohanim and Levim. The Kol Yisrael Nosu Acharov, and the rest of the Jewish nation traveled, walked behind it. V'dibku machshavton v'luchos, and they attached their thoughts deeply to the Oroin and the Luchos. That was the focus, that was leading them, which the Zohar HaKadosh refers to as Asar Dechol Reusin Tkuin Taman, the place where all desires are plugged into there. V'nichlelu b'shas nesiyosam b'bchinas kodshei kodoshim, b'bchinas luchos oven, so that the Jews, when they were traveling, were plugged into the Holy of Holies, the luchos oven, the stone tablets, shehu ha'oroin shenosa lefneim, which was this oroin that traveled in front of them. V'yalkein hoyo ha'oroin makdim lefneim, and this is the reason why the Oroin went in front of them. K'moshan Rabbi Senezal, as it says in the Medrash, ki al yodoi iker tikun hanesios kanal, because as we've been explaining here, it's through the Oroin, the Torah, and especially emunas chachamim, emuna and emunas chachamim, that elevates all of our travels. And it's through this that the people were zeicher at that time that all of their travels became a sefer Torah, became Torah, was written a whole section in the Torah. Ki nichlelu kol hamakomo shel nesiyasam b'haTorah, because all of the locations that they went to, that along their travel, all were plugged into the Torah, bebechinas kodshei kodoshim, as plugging into the Holy of Holies, where the Torah is. Shezeu bechinas vayichtoiv Moshe es moitzoehem lemaaseihem. And this is what the pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down all of their travels. Vayichtoiv daika, he wrote, meaning this became, say, he was writing Sefer Torah. And now Rav Nosnesal says, paragraph Chof Aleph, Vi'ato, and now, based on what we're learning here, Tovin v'tire nifloys, you'll understand something amazing. שזהו בחינס מה שאמרו חכמינו ז"ל, שויהי בנשואי אהרן נחשב לספר מיוחד בפני עצמו. דגמורה סייזם שבס, that those two sentences in the Torah, which speak about the travels of the Jewish people, are considered a separate standalone book. They're surrounded by these two upside down nuns, and it's considered a separate sefer. So that Chumash Bamidbar ends up being three books, up until Vayihi ben Soya, then those two lines is another book, and then the part after that. So that we have altogether seven chumashim, in a sense. That's why there's a pasuk Chotzva Amudei HaShiva. Hashem carved out the seven pillars of the Torah. V'hu pele ma'oid. And Rav Nosson Zal says, this is very amazing. Madua zois haparsha haktana tia nachsheves yoiser lesefer echad mi sifrei Torah yoiser mi shar kol parshis haTorah sheyesh behem mitzvos rabbos. Why in the world are these two lines, which speak about the travels of the Jewish people, considered a separate book, more so than other places in the Torah, which have much more mitzvahs in them and everything, and it's not considered a separate book? The Ten Commandments are not considered a separate book, but rather they're included in the book of Shmois and in the book of Dvorim. Why in the world should these two or three lines speaking about the fact that when they traveled, the Aaron traveled, and when they rested, why should that be considered a separate book? Achal pianal, muvan hadofor hetev. However, based on what we've been learning till now, we'll understand it perfectly. Ki kol haTorah klulo beemunas chachamim, because as we've been learning throughout this halacha, the entire Torah, the entire Judaism, is included in the topic, in the concept of emunas chachamim, shezochu lesaken al yedei nesiosam daika, which the Jewish people established and corrected and perfected through their travels, as we've been learning here. Alidei shenosu acharei ha'orain, shalach avnim, by walking behind the orain, which went in front of them. Shaidei ze nidvasvu sforim harbe. And Rabbi Nassal tells us over there in chapter 61 in Likud Imran, which this halach is based on, that when you strengthen the emunas chachamim, then it adds many books to the Torah. V'alkein, b'chol ha'mekoymo shebo l'sham, kiblu sham toira harbe. And this is why all the different locations that the Jews arrived at in the Midbar during this travel, they, at each one of those locations, they received a lot of Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu taught them many mitzvahs. V'alkein, nasu mehanasiyos bi'atzmam sefer Torah. And as a result, from their travel itself, was formed a Sefer Torah. V'alkei nechsha vayhi ben soyoren l'sefer miyuchad. And this is why those two or three lines where it says when the Oren traveled is considered a separate Sefer. Ki kol haTorah tluya bazeh, because the entire Torah is dependent on this, meaning dahainu be'emunas chachamim, in the importance of having true faith in the rabbis, shezochu al yedei hanesios, which was achieved through these travels. And now Rav Nosson Zal clarifies, he adds another point of clarification. Kal yedei hanesios osu tshuva al emunas chachamim, because during all of this traveling, they were doing tshuva over the lack of emunas chachamim in making the golden calf and all the other things, that the mistakes that were made. Shaidei ze nitvasvim svorim batoyro kanal. And Rabbi Nizal tells us that the more we improve and correct the emunas chachamim, the more we add books to the Torah. V'alkein, Parshas Vayibin Soyoran, who sefer b'reyatz b'fnayatzmoy. And that's why that small portion where it speaks about the travels of the Jews is considered a separate sefer. Kalidei hanesiyos, shehu tikun emunas chachamim, nasa sefer. Because through the traveling, which is one of the major things that repairs any damage in emunas chachamim, that generates a sefer. And now we understand also another major item that Rabbeinu Zal discusses there in chapter 61 about eliminating our enemies. Vayhi ben Soyor and Vayomer Moshe, Kumo Hashem, v'yafutzu oyvecha. That when the Aron would travel, Moshe Rabbeinu would say, "Rise up, Hashem, and disperse all of your enemies." Ki oz b'shas hanasiyot tzrichim b'koyach ha'oron ha'kodesh lahachmiya ulahofetz es ha'oivim. Because when we're traveling through the power of the Oroim, we have to be able to subdue and disperse all of our enemies. Hayoinkim mehatzimtzumim v'hadinim haboyim mehametzorim. These enemies of ours who draw from the constrictions, from the dinim, which are caused by these constrictions. Sheyis batlu kulam, that all of them should be eliminated completely. Alidei sheyuchlalu beluchos so'even shaboran. As a result of us plugging into the luchos, those stone tablets that were in the Aron. Vizehu, and this is why the next sentence says, uvenuchoi, and when they would come to rest, Yoimar, Moshe Rabbein would say, Shuvo Hashem, rivavos Alfei Yisrael. Hashem, please return the tens of thousands of Jewish people. Zeh bechinas klolius Yisrael, be'ahava v'yachdus. This corresponds to what Rabbeinu Zal speaks about at the end of that chapter on the Kutimran, that a major factor in making all of this happen is that a lot of Jews have to join together, be ahavo and achdus, bechinas anan bechavivus atalia. As Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal said, our success is dependent on the love between us. Hainu kishem yachad revovois. This refers to when tens of thousands and thousands of Jews join together. Oz ikar hatikun v'hamenucho v'hamargoya. That's when we achieve the highest degree of success and rest and peace. Bechinas shuvo Hashem rivavois alfei Yisrael. Return Hashem to the tens of thousands of Jews. Bechinas anan bechavivus atalia. The thousands of Jews joining together means that there's an ahava between us. Shenichlolin kol hanefoshois. Where all of these thousands of nefashos are joining together and plugging into this, the Chacham HaKoilel, the Seichel HaKoilel. And this is again what Rosh Hashanah is all about. When many Jews who don't usually come to shul, who don't usually join the other Jews in the big cities, in the big shuls, all come to join together to make a large assemblage. Joining together, bi'ahava, singing together and davening together. The concept of Baroivam Hadras Melech. The pasuk says that the larger the nation, the greater the respect for the king. And again, on Rosh Hashanah is when we're being Mamlech Hashem, that's the coronation. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal puts such emphasis on everybody coming to him for Rosh Hashanah. Rabbeinu Zal is this Chacham HaKoilel, this Seichel HaKoilel, and the more people coming together and joining together and plugging into the Seichel HaKoilel, the more we accomplish all of these tikkunim. Paragraph Chaf Beis, Ki yesh kama mine tzimtzumim v'shinuyim bekama bechinois. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes into detail in explaining this concept of tzimtzum, the different types, the variety of tzimtzumim and differences, bekama bechinois, in many different categories. V'nechlolin, and all the diversity, all the differences can basically be put under three categories. Bebchinas Adam, Umakoim, Uzman. Man, which is the highest level within the four categories of creation. You have Doimim, Tzomeach, Chayim, Medaber, inanimate objects, plants, animals, and human beings. So Adam is the top in that column. In that column. Then you have location, mokoim, all the different assorted locations in the world. And then you have zman, all the different times. Ki yesh shinuyim rabim bein adam lechaveh. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us the diversity in each one of these three categories. Ki yesh shinuyim rabim bein adam lechaveh. There are many, many differences between one person and another person. K'mo sham Rabbi Seinu Zal le'inyan birkas chacham horozim. As the Gemara refers to this, when it speaks about the bracha that a person makes when a person sees a large assemblage of Jewish people, the kanira b'chush, and as we see in actual life, take any two people, you could make a long list of the differences between them. And so too, there are many differences between one location and another location. Between different countries, v'ha'ayoros and cities, v'ha'aklimim and the different climates, v'chein yesh shinuyim rapim bizman ben yoyim l'chaveiroi, and so too there are many differences in time between one time and another, 9 a.m., 9 p.m. v'chulam tzrichim lehikolel yachad kiechot, and all of these need to be able to be joined together as one, bebechinas evan shesia, to plug into that evan shesia, that foundation rock of the world, sheze ikar hatikon. That's the ultimate accomplishment. Veze bechinas avoda shel kohen gadol biyom kippur, and this shows us what the kohen gadol was striving to accomplish on Yom Kippur. Shenichlalu kol hamekoymois be'evan shesia. Number one, all the different places on this earth were all joining together. The wires were all being connected together and plugging into the location, which is the Holy of Holies, in which the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When? On Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur represents all 365 days of the year put together. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, Yomim Yutzaru Veloy Echod Bohem. Hashem created days, and to him is one of them. And Rashi says they're referring to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the day which is koilel all the other days. And al yedei ha-kohen gadol, and the avoda was being done through the kohen gadol, shehu klolius kol Yisrael, who is a composite of the entire Jewish nation. So you have all three of these coming together: the man, the day, and the place. The holiest man, the holiest place, and the holiest location. Shenishlach v'nivchar mehem, the kohen gadol, who represents the entire Jewish people, who all designated him as their messenger. He's chosen by them. And now, in brackets here we have, Vayim pamakom acher, take a look in another place in Kutei Halachos, Muva me'ein zeh b'hatam ezcheres. Rav Nosson Zal there also discusses this concept of Adam, Mokoyim, and Zman coming together, but there, it's based on a different chapter on the Kutei Halachos, different introductions. Any questions? Question, would this imply that traveling to Uman itself builds Amunas Rachamim? Yes, traveling to any tzaddik, especially traveling to this tzaddik. We spoke about this. We gave a series of shiurim a year ago or 2 years ago in the Sunday shiur on the topic of Hiskashrus to the tzaddik. And there, one of the things I remember we mentioned was, I believe, from one of the Karlin Rebbe's, one of the earlier Karlin Rebbe's, who spoke about traveling to a tzaddik, the time spent traveling to a tzaddik, that time is considered among the holiest, highest level things imaginable. We know the Gemara speaks about a rabbi who used to travel 6 months to go to his rabbi, 6 months to get there, 6 months to get back. And the Gemara praises him, Bar Beirav Dechad Yoima, the student of the yeshiva of one day, the one day student. And this is what Rav Nosson Zal is showing us here, that the travels are something so huge that imagine that's the only part of the Torah that's an independent chumash. two, three psukim, and it's considered a separate chumash. This issue of the travelings of the Jewish people and traveling with the Aron, traveling connected to the Aron, to the Luchos, to Moshe Rabbeinu. Paragraph Chav Gimel, v'zeh vayichtoiv Moshe es moitzoehem lemaseihem. Al pi Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down moitzaeim. Moitzaeim means they're going out, lemaaseihem, to all of their travels. Al pi Hashem, based on the directives of Hashem, ve'eile maaseihem. And these are their travels to their goings out. Note you have moitzaeim lemaaseihem, and then you have maaseihem lemoitzaeim, the reverse. The term moitzoeim zebchinas hagolos vatiltul. That refers to the exile, going out of our land, and all the wanderings. Bechinas yitzio bagoila, going out into exile. Shenimshach haidei pgam emunas, which was caused as a result of a deficiency in faith in chachamim. Shehu bechinas pgam avodah zara, which is considered like a pegam in avodah zara, like lack of faith in Hashem is idol worship. Lack of faith in chachamim is lack of faith in Hashem is also idol worship. Shenemar boy, about which the pasuk says, "Say toimar loy," tell the idol, "Get out." So the term "say lotseis" refers to idol worship, refers to exile, which is the result of idol worship. Kama shekosov Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 40 of Mikutei Moran. But when Jews are traveling, and during the traveling, they're doing tshuva, they realize that's what the travel's all about. Then all of the wanderings is a major solution. That's this concept of traveling. As Hashem says, rise up and travel before the nation. Bechinas vayhi b'nesoya ha'oroin, when the oroin traveled in front of the people. Bechinas masei b'nei Yisrael, the travels of the Jewish nation. Shepirush Rashi HaKadosh points out over there, shegam mekoyim hamenucha nikra nesiya, that even the places that they stopped and they park there for a few days or for a few months or for years is called part of their travels. Ki hanesia im kedushas ha'oroin ze bechinas menucha. Because traveling together with the oroin, that's not called travel. That's not called running around like. That's called menucha. That's called rest. Meaning that's bliss in a sense. Because by traveling together with the Oren in this way, this is the repair for all the exile, for all the wanderings. And we're joining together and plugging into the ultimate resting place, which is the Holy of Holies. And this is what it means when it says first, Moitzoehem lemaseihem, and then afterwards, kosav lehepach, the opposite, maseihem lemoitzoehem. Kichein hadovor. Rav Nosson says, because this is really how it works. Shebetchilo hatiltul bebechinas. When a person is first starting out on this project of repairing the Emunas Chachamim, so then they're going out. Is a tiltul. Tiltul means wandering around. Bechinas yitzia bagoila, going out into exile. Avol tzrichin liroi loshuv. But when we go out on such a journey, we need to see to it to do tshuva for pegam emunas chachamim. Ad shehayitzia bagoila tiyeh nichleles bebechinas maseihem, so that our going out into exile should become part of a journey, an important journey. Here again, an example. You have a class, a teacher in a class, and a boy is really misbehaving, and the teacher takes him and throws him out. He got thrown out of the class. Do we say he's going on a journey? That's not called a journey, that's called getting thrown out. So first you have the Moitzaehim, where there's the Pegamen Emunas Chachamim, and we get thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. We get out into Golus. That's this L'Moitzaehim. But if we handle it correctly, if we deal with it the right way, it becomes Mas'ehem. It becomes part of a journey. Bechinas Vayhi Benesoya Ha'oroin. It says when the Oroin traveled, it doesn't say Vayhi Kiyotza Ha'oroin. It says Vayhi Benesoya Ha'oroin. Shetia Nechleles Bebechinas Kodshe Kodoshim. That the Oroin, the Torah, and the people should all plug into the Holy of Holies. The Oz Nimshach Misham Bebechinas Kodshe Kodoshim Tikun. And then by plugging into the Kodesh Kedoshim and traveling with it, with the Orion, by this we sweeten and repair, we make the Tikkun and sweeten all of the Tzimtzumim, all of the Dinim, Sheze Iker Tikkun HaTiltulim. This is the main accomplishment that we're trying to accomplish in all of our wanderings. Shehoyo Bebechinas Moitzayim, which were at first a concept of just going out, being thrown out in a sense. Bebechinas Yitzia Bagoila. Vizehu, and that's why part two is Ve'ele mas'ehem l'moitza'ehem. Shemas'ehem, their journey. Bechinas mas'ei b'nei Yisrael, the journey of the Jewish people. Bechinas vayhi ben soya ha'oroin, hu tikun v'hamtoko lebechinas moitza'ehem b'goyle, is a solution and a sweetening of our being thrown out into exile. Kalidei shekosav Moshe es moitzayim, as a result of Moshe Rabbeinu writing down in the Torah our going out into onto this journey, nasa mehem Torah, the whole journey became Torah, venichlalu b'shoroshem, and it plugged into its roots, bechinas kodesh kodoshim. Nimshach Misham. And as a result of that, we were able to draw from there. Where's the there? Mibechinas Mas'ehem. From this journey, Mibechinas Vayhi Ben Soya Ha'oroin. We were able to draw from the travel of the Oroin, meaning the holiness, the ultimate resting place, which is called the Holy of Holies, the Oroin. Nimshach Misham. Tikkun v'hamtoka. We were able to draw from there a solution, a sweetening. Shemas'eyem shehoyu b'chinas that our journey, which was by connecting to the Oroin, tikkun kol moitza'eyem, repaired and fixed, and all of our getting thrown out, all of our going out. Kol yitziyosam v'tiltulam bagoyla, all of our going out and wandering around in exile. Ki nizbatlu kol hametzorim v'adinim, because when you're able to tap into that seichel hakoyel, to that highest place, through that you're able to eliminate all of the bound, all of the tzimtzumim, all of the dinim, v'nisroimim hakoyel Hashem yisborach, and everything gets elevated and connected to Hashem on the highest levels. The Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, which we quoted earlier in the previous year, v'nishar gamhu lelekenu, that even the outside, even the travels, even the tzimtzumim, even all of that remained for Hashem. All of it was elevated to Hashem. Rav Nosson is describing like what's taking place here. First, we're Chas Hashem, we're Poigim Emunas Chachamim, we get thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. Say, Moitzaehem, we get thrown out. If we respond correctly and we realize what happened here, we realize why we got thrown out because of Pegam of Emunah, and especially Pegam and Emunas Chachamim, and we do tshuva, then right away our being thrown out isn't just the being thrown out. We're being put onto a journey that's going to lead to a major aliyah, a major elevation. We get plugged in, our going out gets plugged into Masehem when we're traveling with the Oroin and with unity and all the different factors that were described here. And when we continue that, then Mas'ehem, the journey, ends up being a complete repair for Mas'ehem. Then the getting thrown out isn't no longer a bad thing. It was the beginning of a journey, a beginning of a major repair of Emunas Chachamim. Now, Rav Nosson takes us into chapter 139 in Tehillim, and he explains one of the famous psukim there that Rabbeinu Zal quotes on Likut Imran also, I believe, in more than one place. And he's going to show us how that pasuk ties into everything we're learning here. This is what the pasuk says in Tehillim: Golmi ra'u einecha. Hashem, you saw my golmi. Golem usually means like raw materials. V'shom choishev kol hasholish b'chino shinuyim. And over there in that pasuk, in the pasuk afterwards, it lists the three categories that we spoke about before. Bi'odam, u'mokoyim, u'zman. K'ma shekasav sham, as it says over there in the pasukim, im esak shamayim shamato, v'atzia Hashem, if I go all the way up to the heavens, you're there. And if I go down to the lowest places, you're there. Es eso kanfei shachar, I lift up the wings of the morning star. Eshkenah b'achris yom, I reside in way out in the ocean. Gam shom yodcha tancheni, and over there also your hand is leading me. So he's talking about up in heaven, down in the lowest places, across the ocean, all of these places, all connecting to Hashem. All of these words represent an umbrella term like for all the various diverse locations. Regarding all of them, he's acknowledging Hashem, that all of them are plugged into Hashem. And Hashem, with his great kindness, strengthens him and holds on to his right hand, that he shouldn't fall. And he shouldn't turn away from Hashem, as a result of all of this diversity. Because he knows, he understands, and he realizes that all of this diversity, all of these tzimtzumim, are all plugged into one, the oneness of Hashem. Bechinas emesek shamayim shamata and ad gam yodcha. And over there also, in all of these places, Hashem, your hand leads me, v'toychazeni, and your right hand holds on to me. Sheyemino, the right hand of Hashem, bechinas chasdei Hashem, which represents Hashem's kindness, holds on to him, so that all the dinim that are the result of tzimtzumim, that are a result of all of these constrictions, all of this diversity, all of those dinim shouldn't harm him. Because when a person believes that all of these are plugged into Hashem, all the diversity that we see around us is all part of the oneness of Hashem, nimtak hakol, then any negativity in those things becomes eliminated, sweetened completely. We know that the relationship between the Jewish people and all the other nations, we are called, Hashem is called one, and we are called one. Atu echod v'shimcha echod yimin hamachisro goy echod boretz. The other nations are called plurality. Plurality. The first two commandments, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem, singular, Lo yilecha Elokim acherim, plural. Yaakov Avinu is called Shivim Nefesh, 70 souls, singular. Esav is called Sheish Nefoshos, six Nefoshos. So when a Jew is confronted by our enemies, all of our enemies, the United Nations, hundreds of countries all against us, and all of them as different as night and day, And a person focuses and realizes that this is all part of the oneness of Hashem. Hashem Echad, and everything in this world comes from and is plugged into the oneness of Hashem. Through this, we can bring about the defeat and the downfall of all of these enemies. The oneness is able to defeat completely all of that diversity. The pasuk continues over there. Va'omar, and I said, As Yishufeni, Badeni, Gam and I said that I was surrounded by darkness, but even the night was light for me. Gam Mecha, because Hashem, darkness isn't dark to you at all. Velailo Kayoim Yoer, and to you, Hashem, the night shines brightly like day. Zebuchina Shinui Hazmanim. Here, Dovra Melech is addressing the diversity in times, night and day. The Ikorim, the most basic difference in times, is Shebein Yoim Lalai, between day and night. Va'al Ze Oimer, and regarding this, he says, Shehakol Echot Eitzel, that by Hashem, there's no night and day, it's all day, it's all light. Ki Lailo Kayoim Yoer Eitzel. To Hashem, the night shines like the day. So that's the second category, time. And then he goes on to speak about the differences between people, the difference between one person and another. Kamashikosav, as it says there, Oidcho al kinoirois Hashem, I praise you over the fact that you have done awesome, wondrous things to me. Golmi ra'u einecho. The golmi, the raw material with which you created me, Hashem. Shehem klal kol bnei Adam. Shayu kulam Adam Rishon. That pasuk is referring to Adam Rishon, and it's referring to all of mankind, which was all included in Adam Rishon. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin on this pasuk, Hainu shekol hashinuyin shebein golmei bnei Adam. All of the diversity and the differences between the different forms of human beings, kulam ra'u einecha, Hashem, your eyes saw all of them, kulam kulim b'cho yachad, meaning all of them are wired and plugged into you, into Hashem. Vizehu, and now comes the cherry on top. The pasuk concludes, va'al sifracha kulam yikasevu. And in your book, all of these will be written in Al Sifracha Daika, the Sefer, Ki Iker HaTikun Al Yidei Ribui HaSforim, because the main solution for all of this is the multitude of Sforim, Shenisrabim BaTorah Kedoshim, which get added on to the Torah when we repair the Emunas Chachamim, Shaydeze Nechlolim BeBechinas Luchais, and by doing that, by adding all of these Sforim to the Torah, we complete the Torah and we enable the Torah to plug into its source, the Luchais HaEvan, the Holy of Holies. Vizehu, and the pasuk continues, Yomim Yutzaru. Veloy echad bahem. He created days, and the word veloy, the Gemara Darshan's, could be spelled with an aleph or a vav, and Hashem is one. Meaning, and the Medrash says over there, Rashi brings it, Ze Yom HaKippurim. This refers to Yom Kippur, that one day, Shekolu Mikol Hayomim, which is a composite of all the days. Now, a person would say, well, 1 second, then how come Breslov makes such a big deal about Rosh Hashanah? The answer is because for us, Rosh Hashanah is Yom Kippur also. The Gemara says that there are three categories of Jews: tzaddikim, beinonim, and rishoyim. The tzaddikim and the rishoyim are signed and sealed on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is 10 days of tshuva for them. How could you say such a thing? The words Rosh Hashanah are bigematria 10 times Elokim. Elokim means judge, judgment. 10 times. So Rosh Hashanah is all 10 days of judgment, all 10 days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, including Yom Kippur, rolled up into one. The Beinonim, the people who are sort of in between, the Gemara says Hashem gives them 10 days through Yom Kippur to get their act together, to decide whether they want to join the tzaddikim or chas shalom, they want to go the other way. She'oz nichnas ha'kohen gadol le'beis kodesh. So then Breslovers don't celebrate Yom Kippur? Chas v'shalom, we do. We take Yom Kippur very seriously because every day is a day of tshuva, and Yom Kippur is a super special day. So even though we believe be'emunah shleima, Rabbeinu Zal said that the people that come to me for Rosh Hashanah, they are signed and sealed on the night of Rosh Hashanah, on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, and therefore there's a custom in Breslov. After the Maariv, the first night of Rosh Hashanah, for everybody to wish each other Lashana Toiva Tikosev Vesechosein, may you be signed and sealed for a good year. We say that with the faith that Rabbeinu Zal has taken us in and signed and sealed us for a good year after that first night. But again, that doesn't mean we get up late the next morning or anything. It doesn't mean, oh, so now I'm done. There are people, unfortunately, there are some people that focus in on that. And for that first night, they show up. And after that, it's all downhill, chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. The rest of Rosh Hashanah, we're putting in everything we can, every ounce of effort, because the Torah says this is holy. The Torah says every minute of Rosh Hashanah is holy. Every minute of the 10 days of Tshuva is holy. And Yom Kippur is holy. And just like Rabbeinu Zal writes in Torah Daled, he writes about all the tikkunim that happen when a person sees the tzaddik, and when he gets tzedakah to the tzaddik, and when he has vidui dvarim in the presence of the tzaddik. And then afterwards, Rabbeinu Zal says, and therefore, each and every time a person comes to the tzaddik, such and such, such and such. So we see it's not a one-time shot. It requires doing and doing, more doing and more doing and more doing all the time. We're adding all the time. But to know what's the main, what's the most important time, what's the greatest focus, etc. On Yom Kippur is when the Kohen Gadol entered into the Holy of Holies. She'oz nichlelu kol hashinuyim yachad. That's when all of this diversity joined together, bebechinas sechel hakoila, and plugged into that highest place called sechel hakoila, which is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is the Arayin and those stone tablets that were there. Shalitei Nimtak HaKol, and that's able to sweeten and eliminate all judgments, all negativity, all of our enemies. Kol minei dinim shebo'ilam, shemishom hakaporo v'hasricho l'chol hachatoim v'avoyne. It's from there, from Yom Kippur, from the Kohen Gadol, from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that we achieve the complete forgiveness for all sins. Today we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have the Kohen Gadol. We have that pasuk in Eishes Chayil, which says Yekorahi in Mishlei, which says Yekorahi Mipninim, that the Torah is more precious than pearls. And the Gemara learns from there that the Chacham HaKoilel, the ultimate Talmud Chacham, is greater than Pninim, than the Kohen Gadol, who was able to go Lifnai v'Lifnim, who was able to enter into the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur. What the Kohen Gadol can do on Yom Kippur, going into the Kodesh Kodoshim, the Talmud Chacham Amiti, the Tzaddik, is able to achieve even now, even now. Any questions?
Even though we might not be tzaddikim ourselves, being attached to tzaddik allows us to be sealed on that day, first night.
Exactly. Coming to the tzaddik and giving ourselves over to the tzaddik. And we'll see, Rav Moshe Zal is going to use certain wording a little bit later about supporting the tzaddik and spending money to come close to the tzaddik. Those terms he's going to use specifically. Vizehu, paragraph chafei, vizehu, and this is what the pasuk says after they left Egypt and after they encountered Amalek. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Ksoiv zois zikoroim basefer." Write this down in a sefer. Shenem alinin Amalek. That pasuk is speaking about the mission statement of wiping out Amalek. Ki Amalek hu zua mas hanochosh. Amalek is the original tumah, the original snake, bechinas kfiras, denial of Hashem, sheikoroi misgaber baderech. And when are we most vulnerable to him? When we're traveling. Bebechinas asher korcho baderech, as it says clearly in Parsha Zohar, he came upon you when you were on the road. V'yalkein kishezocha Moshe liskaper kenegdo, and therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu was zoche to defeat Amalek to a degree, ulahachnis tshuva b'Yisrael, and to get the Jewish people to do tshuva, ad shehechniu isoi, to the point where they weakened Amalek, k'mayshom Rabbi Sena, as the Medrash says, betaynis hoyu shruyim. That the Jews were fasting during that battle with Amalek. Fasting means tshuva. The Gemara says that by Nineveh, the people of Nineveh, the Haftorah that we read on Yom Kippur, it says there that they were fasting and even the animals fasted. And it says, Vayar Hashem es ma'aseihem. Hashem saw their actions, their deeds. So the Gemara says, it doesn't say he saw their fasting, he saw their actions. And the Shulchan Aruch, when it writes about a fast day, puts tremendous emphasis on this, that the most important thing on a fast day is not the fasting, it's the tshuva that it's supposed to give us the opportunity and the frame of mind to think, what am I doing wrong? What do I need to improve? Al kein achakach. Therefore, afterwards, things turned around completely. That the Jews were zeicher through their travels to add a book to the Torah. Bechinas write this down in a sefer. That specifically by engaging Amalek, which took place while they were traveling, nitvasef sefer batorah, that ended up adding a book to the Torah, vayhi ben soyaron, even though it's two different times, but it's the same concept. Kalidezeh shovu betshuva. Because again, when Jews are traveling, when a Jew is in exile, when he has to leave home and travel, it's a time of tshuva. A person's supposed to be thinking about tshuva. Losho means to return. He's supposed to think about coming back home. Nisrapim Svorim, and this is what adds books to the Torah. Vizehu, and this is why it says there, Visim Baozne Yehoshua. Write this down and put it into the ears of Yehoshua. Tell Yehoshua. Sheyizkor, that he should remember this. Vayimser Zois, and he should pass this on to future generations. Why? Because this wasn't just then. This applies to every single generation. That in every generation, when the forces of Amalek try to rise up and challenge our emunah, and the main battle is regarding emunas chachamim, faith in the rabbis and the Torah shebal peh, lahastir ulahalim hoemes lamitoi, and Hamolek tries to hide and cover up the real truth, the true tzaddikim, Hashem yisporach berachamov. Hashem, with his infinite kindness, together with the true tzaddikim, conduct battle against Amalek. And they inject thoughts of repentance into the Jewish people. To the point where in every single generation there are found some truly religious people, who do everything possible, everything necessary to come close to true tzaddikim, even when it requires mesiras nefesh, even when it requires spending a lot of money, and it requires leaving your family, and it requires all kinds of difficulties and opposition and everything. Vishovim b'tshuva al pigam emunas chachamim. And thereby we're doing tshuva for the lack of emunas chachamim that we've had and that that our parents and grandparents, all the generations, going all the way back to Adam Arishon. Shaydeze nidvasven b'chol pam sforim rabim b'Torah. And this is what adds many new sforim to the Torah all the time, by people realizing the importance of the tzaddikim, of the rabbis. Bebchinas, as the pasuk says in Iov, the sefer kosav ishrivi kemavur batoyranal, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this over there in chapter 61 of the Kedumah, that as a result of the machloikis and everything, that ends up resulting in sforim being written as a result of the disagreements among Jews. He says kosher, he says pasul, he says tameh, he says tor. This generates sforim. The whole Torah Shebalpeh, Shaydezeh Nechleles HaTorah Bebchinas Evan Shesir, and this is all part of enabling the Torah to connect to its source, which is the Seichel HaKoyle, the Evan Shesir. Shaydezeh Nimtak HaKoyle, and that ends up sweetening everything, resolving all problems, all negativity, eliminating all of our enemies. Bebchinas, as Rabbeinu Zal over there again quotes the same pasuk over there, the beginning of the pasuk, Hein Tovi Shakayaneni. My whole desire is that Hashem should answer me, that Hashem should answer my prayers, Hashem should respond to me. Kemoshe Mavur Sham, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, all the way towards the end of that chapter, Likutim Ran, Ein Shem. Take a look over there in chapter 61 of Likutim Ran, which this halacha was based on. Any questions?
That's a quick question. If someone says, you know, we have the Torah, but your Rabbanim changed things, what's my kavana, what's my thought in my mind? What if someone said that to me? Do you understand the question? Am I clear?
If it's true Rabbanim, if it's kosher, religious, real Rabbanim, they didn't change things. They expounded, they clarified the Torah, they broadened the Torah, they gave us the real presentation of the Torah, the way Hashem really meant it to be. If it's chas v'shalom, people who misinterpret the Torah, people who try to twist the Torah out of a shape, then chas v'shalom, it's the opposite. Unfortunately, there are people who know a little bit of Torah, and if they see anybody doing something differently than what they're doing, then it must be against the Torah. Because I am the Torah. I am the entire Torah. And if you're doing something I'm not, then it's obviously not in the Torah, and it's against the Torah possibly. But unfortunately, many of those people aren't necessarily the entire Torah. They've learned a little bit. And when a person looks inside and reads more and more, they find that the words of the tzaddikim, the Gemara says, Leka dover d'loyramiza b'raisa. There is nothing in the Torah Shebal Peh that doesn't have a source in the written Torah. That's why every page in the Gemara, Mino Hanimili, where does he get this from? Where does the rabbi get this from? And they're always showing us the sources in the written Torah. Wishing everybody a Geben Shchodesh, a Good Chodesh. We should be zeicher that this month, which is a difficult month, this month, the entire month, was part of the 40-day journey of the Meraglim, Teretz Yisrael, their trip, Teretz Yisrael. It should be turned around to sasa and v'simcha, to bracha and hatzlacha for all of Am Yisrael. Mitzvah Shem.